Brownfield's commitment to agriculture starts with its staff.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and this is my two cents.
Not only do we have the largest team of farm broadcasters in the nation.
This is Ken Anderson.
Hi, I'm Julie Harker.
Mark Doran Camp.
I'm John Perkins.
Each one is a member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, including the former NAFB president.
I'm Tom Stever.
I'm Andrew Flynn.
This is Shannon Yokley.
I'm Larry Lee.
Megan Grebner.
Gary Passer.
Nicole Hessler.
We're veterans of radio and have a passion for covering agriculture and have for nearly 40 years.
Raw milk to antibiotics.
Soybeans and corn. Both saw a little bit of
Nebraska's livestock industry is a top priority.
Cost of production is the best way farmers can prepare.
Buffers are an effective and low
feedlot country on Monday was limited to the collection.
According to
of
the U.S. Department of Agriculture, second outlook for U.S.
And one reason is the growing interest in food.
About 65 samples have been tested.
Farmers
there
and ranchers can take advantage of opportunities.
A Minnesota Extension
a
educator says the recent warm, wet weather has him concerned
completed
about
the most comprehensive study ever rendered about the return on investment of beef.
At Brownfield, we cover the agriculture news that matters to you at every level, locally, nationally, even internationally. Visit brownfieldagnews.com. Brownfield, committed to agriculture.
We are Brownfield.
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 We are